Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers, Breaking Free. So today I want to talk about 10 ways your narcissistic mother puts down your creativity and the impact it has on your life. This is a big topic, guys. So let me ask you, first of all, when you have a creative idea, do you self-sabotage? Do you procrastinate? Do you need everything to be perfect before you even get started with this idea? Do you seek endless permission and validation from others? And maybe still don't go for it, even if someone has told you you can? If you said yes to even one of the questions above, I get it. I have been a yes to all of those for most of my life. I needed to know it all before I even started on an idea. I could not ask for help. I sabotaged myself in every possible way. Permission from others was needed and rejected at the same time by me. So I sought permission, but I also just rebelled against it. So you're not alone in this. Today I want to tell you something that changed my life, and that is why I want to share it with you. And it is, your narcissistic mother fears your superpower, and that is why she puts it down all the time. I want you to hear this, so I'm going to say it again. Your narcissistic mother fears your superpower, and that is why she puts it down all the time. She can do it directly, passive-aggressively, using guilt-tripping, or getting others to confirm her point so you believe her. But in one way or another, some more obvious than others, she will put you down. She will put down your creativity, your initiative, and in other words, your superpower. Let me give you some examples. I want to share with you 10 examples of things that your narcissistic mother can say to you to put you down, to condition you to believe you don't even have a superpower. And I want you to share with me in the comments if you've heard her say any of this when you shared an idea with her, or even in life in general, because she will do this consistently. And she has done this consistently throughout your life with one way or another. Now, maybe the words I'm using in this example are not the exact ones that your mother has used, but I've tried to just put together the main ones to capture the essence of it. So yeah, share with me which ones sound familiar to you. So number one, that's nothing special. Everyone could do better than that. And look at all the mistakes you've made. Criticizing your mistakes and condition you to feel that if you make a mistake, you're a failure would be one thing. And actually minimizing the importance of your idea, you know, by saying that's nothing special. I mean, anyone can do better, comparing you to others. There's so much packed in this one sentence. Number two, you think you're so great, don't you? Just because you maybe got a bit of extra education, or just because you watched a couple of YouTube videos, but there are other more important skills in life. So again, dismissing what you have learned, or what you're basing your initiative and creative idea on, and just telling you that there's other things that are more important. Like, I don't know, bringing money home or raising children or whatever. You just fill the blank of whatever that is in your mother's value that puts down what it is that you wanted to do, the idea that you were bringing. Number three, you're so sensitive. It makes you a great artist. That's not a real career. And again, this almost seems nice. I find those, personally, that's a very personal opinion, are the worst. the nice ones, the ones that seem like she's worrying for you. She's like, she knows you that well that she's telling you an aspect of your personality, and almost seems like she's worried that that aspect is gonna, you know, it's gonna not give you a real chance in life. Along the same lines, number four, you're so good at what you're doing, your life will be hard because others will hate you for your skills. I've been told this so many times, and it's a sneaky one, because it actually puts you down and makes you want to stop doing what you're doing. But it seems like your mother, again, is so nice. I mean, she's protecting you, isn't she? She's telling you to be on guard because others will hate you for what you can do. So you might as well hide it. That's what a child learns from something like that. We learn to hide our superpowers because we don't want to be alienated from others. We don't want to be hated from others. And I mean, our mothers is telling us this. It must be true. Number five, let someone that knows better tell you, I've been through it and it has not worked for me, so it will not work for you either. And there we go. Her experience, as if her experience was the truth. And in that, she can take someone else's experience also to back up what she's saying. You know, using key persons of influence in your community, or even like, I don't know, on social media, opinions she's heard somewhere that back up her experience to put yours down. Number six, that's a great idea, darling. But to pull it through, you need someone to teach you and years of experience. And again, here we go. This one seems really nice, right? She's telling you that the idea you've had is great, but then she's putting obstacles in your way. You know, you're going to need permission. You're going to need to learn. You're going to need years of experience. You're going to need, and that this actually plays on something that is really important. When we get that impulse of initiative, that impulse of creativity, we have an idea, that implementation time is really important. We may not bring it to full completion all in one go, and that's okay. It's a step-by-step process. But if we're told straight away, before we've even taken the first step, that we have to do this long journey before we even get to the place to take the first step, then that just, there's nothing that stops a good idea more than that. Number seven, that would be great if the world was run by the fairies. Now let's talk about the real world stuff. If it were that simple, everyone would do it. Don't be so naive. This is one I've, like, my mom used this one so many times with me. It was like I lived in fairyland, in her opinion, anytime I brought an idea of what I liked or what I wanted to do. So there's like this naivety that you're looked at by your mother with this like almost condescending, patronizing, like, oh, you know, you're so naive. You're kind of cute with these ideas you have, but the real world's a different thing. And clearly you don't know anything about the real world. So let me tell you about the real world. And again, a ton of truths about the real world. Number eight, if you go ahead with that idea, who will look after me? Can't you consider my feelings for a moment? The good old victimhood. And a little bit of guilt tripping. You know, your idea is so good that you're actually going to take flight. And who's going to be here to keep me company, to look after me? And please consider my feelings as you're planning your life. Number nine, it would be a great idea if anyone else came up with that, but you don't have what it takes to get there. And I know you best. And I don't know, do I need to unpack this further? I mean, she knows you best. How many times has she told you that she knows you best? I've heard that so many times. And that I don't have what it takes. I don't have what it takes. Who are you to tell me that I don't have what it takes? But in that moment, we believe it. In that moment, we really believe it. And because we hear it all the time, we really believe we don't have what it takes. And what a tragedy. Number 10. Did you hear that? And this is actually context for this one. She's talking to someone else about you with you present. Okay, so let's say you just expressed an idea in front of your mother and someone else, and she turns to this someone else and goes, "Whoa, did you hear that? She thinks she can do that. Isn't she so funny? Ha ha ha." And then they go on joking and laughing and making fun about your idea right there in front of you. So dismissing your idea, gaslighting you into believing you don't have the skills, comparing you to others, making you feel lacking, of course, telling you the world is a bad place with no space for you or your idea, using guilt tripping, highlighting your failures, laughing at you either in your face or with others. These are some of the ways. Yeah, we went through 10 examples of what your mother can say to you. And I want to check in with you at this point, because this is intense and I get it. What comes up for you when you hear those examples? When you hear the one or maybe more than one that she has used with you, and maybe still does, maybe she still uses them with you to this day. Is it grief that comes up for you? Is it anger? Are there tears? Or maybe what comes up for you is the all too familiar hopelessness. Like, it's too late for me. Had I known all these years ago, maybe I could have done something, but at this point. Or a mix of all of the above. It sure brings up a big mix for me still. Even going through that list and reading them out to you, it still brings up a lot for me. Still, so if any of, you know, if it's anger, tears, hopelessness, if any of that comes up for you, I want you to know it makes sense. It actually makes sense to feel all of that. As this toxic behavior from your mother has had a big impact on your life, your creativity is the foundation of your capacity to expand. This is really important. I really want you to hear this. Your creativity is the foundation of your capacity to expand. And expansion is the natural direction we crave to go in life. As humans, that's what we crave. We crave expansion. We crave to live to our potential. And we do that through initiative and our creative superpowers. However that manifests. When I'm talking about creativity, I'm not talking about you need to be a good painter, you know, and make a beautiful drawing or picture. That's not what I'm talking about. Your creativity can be expressed in a multitude of different ways in every moment of every life, of your life, no matter what you're working at, no matter what you're doing. It can be expressed in parenting. It can be expressed in how you organize your home. It can be expressed in how you show up in your work. It can, there's so, in how you speak, in how, in everything. As Lena Boham Carter said, everything in life is about making art. And I live by that, because you can make art in anything that you do. And that creative superpower, it's at the base of your capacity to expand. The other option is feeling hopeless, depressed, and trapped. If we cannot express creatively in our life and expand, we end up inevitably feeling hopeless, depressed, and trapped, which is a tragedy. But with this conditioning from our narcissistic mother, we don't believe in our superpower and we fall into one of two patterns. Number one being fear of being too much. And number two being fear of not being enough. These are the two patterns that come up of all of that conditioning. Whichever version of that you've received in your life growing up. Fear of being too much or fear of not being enough. Both will make you stop an idea before you even take the first step towards it. Self-sabotage, procrastination, perfectionism, all of that come from these two patterns. Both will make you believe it's your fault somehow, some way, that things don't work out for you, that you are the problem and not you. It's you. It's inherently in you. You lack something and therefore you can't create in this world. Both will make you blame others and the world, ironically, because we feel at fault inside, but we end up blaming everything else and everyone else around us and get caught in that blame and judge anyone who has done it, not to feel the pain of your own regret. And I know that that's a tough thing to hear. It definitely was for me. That I've done it plenty of times. Judging other people that I felt were actually doing what I wanted. I actually was envious of those people that were doing what I had wanted to do and felt I couldn't do. And so I dragged them down to not feel the pain of the regret that I was carrying inside. We do that to each other all the time. And it all comes down to your mother fearing your superpower. Those two patterns, the fear of being too much and the fear of being not enough, that are holding you back in life, that are keeping you stuck, they all come down to your mother fearing your superpower. And here we get to the good news. Okay? The solution to this thing that's happening to us, okay, this thing that's happening to you, this fear of being too much, fear of not being enough, that's holding you in hopelessness, in depression, feeling trapped in your life. The solution to this, it's in understanding why she fears your superpower so much. And I know you can say, but I don't care why. I just want to get on with my life. But yeah, but the solution is in that point. Why? Why has she gone out of her way so much to put your superpower down? Because there's three reasons. One, that superpower will make you independent from her. Big issue for a narcissistic mother, that. Two, it will allow you to live your own life as a separate person. Yeah? Three, it will bring you success. Inevitably. Your superpower, that creative initiative, that will bring you success on something. It's going to look different for each one of us, but it's going to bring you success when you follow it, when you go with it, okay? So those three that I just mentioned, it will make you independent, it will allow you to live your own life as a separate person, it will bring you success. They get translated in the mind of a narcissistic mother in three different things. So they mean, that's how your narcissistic mother will translate those three things. One, she won't be able to control you anymore. Two, she won't be able to get her fix of energy from you, whatever it is that she needs to fill her own tank. And three, your success will show her lacks, the things that she doesn't have, the things that she hasn't achieved, the pain of her regret. She won't be able to control you anymore if you follow that superpower, so she has to put it down. She won't be able to get the fix of energy that she needs from you, so she has to put that superpower down. And she can't cope with the pain she's carrying inside for suppressing her own superpower, and so she can't allow you to have success. And why do I say the solution is in understanding her reasons? Because if she fears your powers, your superpower, your creativity so much that she needs to put it down with such consistency. I mean, she's been consistent in putting you down all your life, hasn't she? I haven't seen my mother being as consistent as anything else. I mean, she's been through several marriages. She got her work. I mean, she's changing job once every 6 months. She hasn't been consistent in anything else, but putting me down, she's been so incredibly consistent. So why is she being so consistent? Because your superpowers is real. Is real. It's a real thing. One of the things I hear the most with women I work with is, I don't have any superpower. And I know, how many times have you said that? There's nothing good about me. I don't actually have anything special. I don't have a superpower. If I was to ask you now, you know, introduce yourself to me, tell me one thing about you that's a superpower, you'd be like, oh God, I have no idea. And I know that that's never true. I know that it's never true. When someone tells me I don't have a superpower, I do know that that's never true. You've been told you don't. You've been dismissed in your superpower. You've been laughed at and told failing meant you were useless. Those are true experiences you've had, and I get that. But none of it means you have no superpower. I bet if you pause for a moment and truly give it a thought, you can come up with at least one thing that you've done today. Let's do that. One thing that you did today that went well, that was a success because of you. And maybe that one thing is that you got up out of bed this morning. Maybe that one thing is that you prepared the lunchbox for your child. Maybe that one thing is that you gave a lovely cuddle to your pet. It doesn't have to be, we're not trying to find, oh my God, I don't know, I did something spectacular that the rest of the world is going to be in awe of. Forget about what the rest of the world thinks. It can be something very small. Maybe you've watered one of your plants and that plant is looking lovely. I'm looking at I have a spider plant in front of me and she's so green and vibrant because I remembered to water it a couple of days ago. She wasn't looking that well. But that's one thing I've done. Of course, your superpower is not all caught in that one small little action, but that's a start. And I bet that as you hear me saying this, the next thing that comes up in your mind is along the lines of, but everyone could do that. That was nothing special. Am I right? How do I know? Because that happens to me too, all the time. And I'm here to tell you, excuse the directness, that's bullshit. It's bullshit. Maybe cooking breakfast is something many could do, okay? But there's something in the way you do it that's you, and no one else can do the same. Maybe watering that plant is something anyone could do. I mean, you could pay someone to come around and water your plants. But in that moment, there's a something that's you. And no one else can replicate that. Your power is actually being you. That creativity, that expansion, that initiative that can come from you has a special blueprint that's yours and yours alone. No one else can replicate that. You are the power. You are the power. And the moment you get that, everything changes. The only reason you don't believe you have a superpower is because your mother never believed she had one either and had to take your energy away from your own sails too. She had to throw water on your fire every day as you grew up so she could control you and not feel the pain she carries inside because of her own beliefs and so on. And so the cycle keeps repeating. But you can stop that now. You deserve to stop that now and acknowledge your superpower. I know for a fact that if I was sitting in front of you right now, let's say we had a one-on-one session, and I was sitting in front of you, I would know after a few minutes with you what your superpower is. And I would reflect it back to you. That's my job. And I'm very good at this. That is one of my superpowers. I can sit in front of you and just with a little bit of information know, ha, that's your superpower. or one of them, because we don't only have one. But I would reflect it back to you, and you would look at me with wide eyes while you nod. And you go, oh yeah, that's true. That is my superpower. And this happens to me with clients all the time. All the time. Because when you're seen and witnessed and recognized in that, in what you can't even recognize for yourself because of all the conditioning you've been through, there is a part of you that lights up. Part of you that lights up, feels energized and go, yes, that's my superpower. You're right. How have I not seen this before? You haven't, because your mother has spent years telling you you don't have one and putting it down and trashing it and stepping on top of it, make you feel nothing special about it, to the point that you don't see it anymore. I have so many examples. I don't want to bore you with them, but in so many aspects of my life, she's done that. I have so many examples. And why do we need someone else to point that out for us? Why would you come to me for one-on-one sessions to find out what your superpower is? Because we're so trained not to recognize our own superpower. We need someone from the outside sometimes to point it out. And that's okay. That's okay. There's nothing bad about that, about getting that support. I have people I trust that do that for me all the time, that they remind me. My husband is one of them. My husband reminds me of the superpowers I have when I can't see them for myself. It has been and still is a great support. And to know more about how we do that for each other, you can go and listen to the He Wants, She Wants Marriage podcast. The link is in the description, and we do talk about that too. But let's get back to the topic. Your mother fears your superpower, and she lied to you your entire life so you would never believe you had one. And that conditioning has kept you small all of your life. But not anymore. Not after today, right? That's it. That's done. I know it's not as simple as that. There's a lot of stuff stored in the body that keeps feeding those patterns. And I'm not pretending it will be all gone by the end of this episode. And yet, I know this makes a difference. Hearing that you have a spark of creativity in you that's been doused with buckets of water by your mother. But we can stop that. We can actually, you can fuel that spark. You can fuel that fire inside of you because it's there. I know it's there. And if you don't believe it, well, book a session. We'll make it happen. I'll support you in finding that superpower because it's there. I know it's there. But you are your superpower. Just by being you the way you are right now, you are actually your superpower. You are that spark. It's in you. And it's actually there to be unleashed. It's waiting. It's waiting. It never goes off fully. Even when it feels, I've had moments in my life when I felt that spark was completely gone. But it never is. It's not gone. It's only really, really small. It's dormant. It's waiting there. It's waiting for you to turn your attention towards it and go, ooh, I can fuel this spark and see where it goes. And let the fun begins. Let your life become fun, expansion, movement, creativity. There's so much that you can bring to this world in your own way, in your own unique way. I'm not even going to tell you suggestions because it's so different for each one of us. It's so different for each one of us. But you are your superpower. And from today, I want you to start feeding that belief in yourself. The only reason your mother had to be so consistent in putting down your superpower is because you have one, and more than one. And it's there, and it's so, so bright and powerful. So that's it for today. That was a lot. And yeah, sign up to the newsletter. the Reclaim Your Life course, complete course, is coming out soon, is launching soon. So to know more about it, to know when it launches, sign up to the newsletter so you'll be the first to know when it's ready. And with that, I'm sending you much love. Bye for now.